Red Clay Diary Entry for Saturday, October 12th, 2013 AD. Once upon a time, long before you and me, my mother was born. Yesterday would have been her 100th birthday. Would have been her 100th birthday doesn't sound exactly right. Actually, it was her 100th birthday. She just couldn't be here to celebrate in person. Or rather, I couldn't be where she is to celebrate. There are cosmic barriers to such things, you know. Tomorrow, I will travel to Cuba, Alabama, to visit my mother's baby sister, Aunt Margaret McGee Harden. The occasion, husband Uncle Lamar's 90th birthday, is as good an excuse as any, an excuse to enter the heart of the Alabama countryside and check up on the theory of relativity, that theory being, in the long run, after all is lived and almost done, it's family that matters most, in both memory and reality. No use trying to escape this theory, because old times from childhood will not be forgotten, will continue to make themselves known, will persistently rise up and remind you of your evolution from child of the womb to child of the universe to child of the unknown after here. On the way to Aunt Margaret's home, Liz and I will pick up Sister Barbara Reed Patrick at our mother's home on Old Eastwood Avenue in Tuscaloosa. Barbara has traveled from Columbia, South Carolina, to attend Uncle Lamar's party. On the way back from Cuba, the three of us will visit Mom's burial site to wish her a happy birthday and stand at the nearby graves of our father and Sister Rosie. We will chat and laugh and reminisce and wipe away an occasional tear, and the lively conversation will include all six of us, since we know in our hearts exactly what Rosie and Mom and Dad would say if we could only hear them. It will be a nice visit. And maybe, just maybe, once upon a time in the near future, someone Liz and Barbara and I have left behind will do the same for us. Be we coffin-bound or ash-scattered, we'll be somewhere else, but the reunion will be fun anyhow. At least, maybe the remaining celebrants will get a chuckle out of my epitaph, which will read, "Not exactly what I had in mind."